Live from CPR News and KRCC, I'm Arlo Perez Esquivel. Thousands of people gathered outside of the state capitol on Saturday. They were there to protest the Trump administration. CPR's Haley May was there.
The hands-off rally was one of hundreds planned across the nation, with people protesting a range of issues, from cuts to Medicaid to security violations to newly imposed tariffs. It was high school freshman Aiden Shepard's first time attending a protest.
I am mostly just concerned about immigrants and everybody who he's trying to take away the rights from, everybody who he's trying to deport, veterans, all those kinds of people. I want to stand with those people and make sure that they get the rights that they deserve, you know?
The rally concluded with a march through downtown Denver. Haley May, CPR News.
Some longtime Colorado businesses are worried about how President Trump's tariffs will affect consumers. Jake Jabs is a CEO for American Furniture Warehouse, which has been around for almost 50 years. He gets about 40% of his product from 12 countries. Jabs says tariffs will make everything more expensive and create enemies out of friends.
He wants to make America great again, and he thinks he's going to do it, but in my opinion, that's not. It's going to make America worse instead of great.
The Colorado Chamber of Commerce has also expressed some concerns over tariffs, which they say could impact competitiveness and the broader economy. Still, the tariffs do have support from some industry groups, such as textiles and cattle. This is CPR News and KRCC. For more news, visit CPR.org.